What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Women Are Like a Theme Park. Special shout out to TFM. So, as you guys know, I'm out here in Santa Monica, California, world famous Santa Monica Pier. So I'm gonna take you on a walk all the way down, and we're gonna talk about this video today. So I was listening to a TFM live stream the other day. He was talking about how women are like theme parks, and I was actually driving past Santa Monica Pier when he said that, and I'm like, damn it, I have to make a video about this, because we do have a theme park here on the Santa Monica Pier, and God willing, I'm gonna show you the theme park when we get close to it. As you guys can see, it's that over there. So women are like a theme park ride, like TFM said. You know, you wait in line until it's your turn. The ride is fun, it's quick, but eventually the ride comes to an end and there are dozens of dudes behind you ready to take your place, okay? So just like any of us who ever been to a theme park, we know, hey man, the wait, you know, most of the time, the wait for a ride is worth it. Most of the time we know that. We know that the ride is gonna come to an end and we're gonna enjoy it, but it's gonna come to an end rather quickly. And on top of all that, we do know that there are tons and tons of other dudes in line behind us, okay? We have to start viewing women from that perspective, that a woman is indeed a theme park ride. Nobody here, hopefully you guys can hear me because of the wind. I think once I get off the bridge and we start walking over there, I think the wind will be a little bit less. Thank you. No, I'm good. Thank you, sir. Have a good night. Maybe next time on the way back, I might give you a try. Yeah, there's always people selling shit around here, man. You know, they want to sell you like a freaking mix CD, but they want to charge you for it. It's like, dude. Anyways, so yeah, the wind got a little bit easier. So nobody here watching this video ever gets emotionally attached to a theme park. I look at all the homeless people, guys. You know, you got all these homeless people, man. Yeah. Damn. Ugh, the stench. Oh my god. See, the thing you guys need to understand, these homeless people, they're mentally unwell. They're fucking on God knows what, and this is what they like, man. These are not people who are downtrodden. These are not people who are who feel hard on their luck or have bad luck. These are people who are just scumbags. You know, the vast majority of these homeless people, you know, they're fucking scum. And that's the way they like it, baby, you know? When I come out to LA, you guys think I'm spending $2,000 a month on a place to sleep? No. I get me a car, and I sleep in the car, you know? But these homeless people, man, they just want free shit from the government, and they just want to do whatever they want, whenever they want. I mean, heck, even animals are more have more integrity than homeless people. Anyway, this video is not about homeless people. Looks like the wind is picking up again. I mean, the Pacific Ocean is right there. Theme park is right there. So, going back to the point of this video, nobody ever gets emotionally attached to a theme park ride. I mean, everybody here watching this video knows that, hey man, I'm gonna wait in line. I'm gonna enjoy the ride for a minute or two. It's gonna come to an end and let somebody else enjoy the ride. Nobody here gets emotionally attached to a theme park ride, okay? This is the theme park over there. So, this used to be a trapeze school. I don't know if it's still a trapeze school or not. Yeah. I don't know, man. It used to be a trapeze school. There would be people here doing the trapeze stuff. I think they're out of business. A lot of shit is out of business. Anyway, guys, so you guys are not supposed to get attached to women, okay, guys? This is what I want you to understand. They actually have some good prices here, you know? Even though this is like world famous Santa Monica Pier, they actually have some good prices. I mean, I would not buy anything from here because, you know me, I'm a cheap ass Jew, but yeah, they got some, yeah. Burger, $9.29, yeah. Combos for about $20. Yeah, they got a good, yeah. It's not that expensive up here. Let's walk around here a little bit, shall we? We got the coffee bean and tea leaf. We got fish tacos. Obviously, we have the theme park right over there in front of us. Let me give you a tour of this place. You know, guys, I've been coming here for 20 years, and in those 20 years, I never bought anything from here. I never even bought cotton candy, even. You know, I think my favorite theme park is still in freaking Vietnam. They have an arcade thing in here. You know those old school arcade games? They have them here. Let's see if I can give you an inside tour. I don't think anybody's gonna say anything about taking a freaking camera. Yeah, Santa Monica Pier, guys, is quite enjoyable. Like I said, I never ever bought anything from here, nor do I plan on buying anything from here. Because again, I'm a cheap Jew, and you know, I don't like spending more money than I ever have to. So anyways, going back to the point of the video about a woman being a lot like a theme park ride, is that you don't want to get emotionally attached to a woman anymore, okay, guys? Not only do you not want to get emotionally attached to women anymore, you also do not want to invest much into a woman, because it's gonna come to an end, okay? And, you know, it is used to be that a relationship with a girl would last half a year before it starts going down. Then that number went down to 3 months. And now, guys, a relationship with a girl will go down maybe within the first week or two. So you guys out there need to understand something about women, okay? Women have so many options out there, okay? Women have an infinite supply of men, an infinite supply of options that they purposely destroy your relationship, okay? A lot of women out there, they purposely destroy our good relationship because their mentality is it's always greener on the other side. It's always better on the other side. Now, most of the time, it's not. However, you guys need to understand, women do not have the Holy Spirit. Therefore, for women, they cannot be content. Okay, let me say that one more time. Because women do not have the Holy Spirit like us men. You see, this is why a man can be in solitary confinement and love it, you know. For example, yesterday I parked the car late at night. I put my seat back and I couldn't hear anything. It was totally dark outside. I couldn't even hear anything, and I loved it. As men, you and I can love solitary confinement. Women, on the other hand, because they do not have the Holy Spirit, they need constant distractions. They need to be constantly entertained. That's the harbor master up there. By the way, guys, if you guys ever hear about, you know, world famous Route 66, this is the end of it. This is the end of Route 66 here. So, Route 66 goes from Chicago all the way here. That's 2,347 miles. You know, guys, I might do Route 66 one day, you know. That's like, what, a 5,000-mile trip? You know what? I might do Route 66 sometimes. What did this guy do? Is this guy the inspiration for Forrest Gump? What did this guy do? Apparently, this guy has a museum in here. What did this guy do? Alright, so this guy traveled from Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. Almost 2,500 miles. I might give that a try. Alright, guys, so if you guys go that way, that's Malibu over there. LAX is over there. As you guys can see, there's a plane over there. That's where LAX is at. So we have LAX down in that direction. That's why you see planes taking off and landing. Over there, guys, you have Malibu, where all the rich people are. So got a couple of nice restaurants up here. Obviously, you're gonna spend a shitload of money, but it is what it is. So yeah, at least he'll provide some background music. So let's see if I can hide from the wind. I think I can hide from the wind over here. Yeah. So going back to the point of this video, guys, is that women need constant distractions. They need constant entertainment. And the thing you guys need to understand with women is that they hate good men. Why? Because good men don't give them constant struggles. Good men don't give women emotional highs of being beat, whipped, terrorized. So you guys out there, you all need to understand something very important about women, okay? God created woman. Oh great, a bunch of Indians. Yogi Ops people right behind me. Interesting. So what I was saying, guys, is that, damn, see, this is the thing about Yogi Ops people, man. It's like they find out what you're doing and they just have to come around and like, what's this guy doing? The guy is like, let's get the hell out of here. And the girl is like, no, 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 let's stay here a little bit longer. I love what's going on, guys. I'll tell you everything about it in a second. All right, they're gone. Okay, so you guys didn't see them, but they were like an Indian-American company, couple. You know, the guy wanted to go somewhere else, and the girl is like, no, 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 let's go down here. Because you can actually go, you know, where I'm at, there's another level below us. So that's where the girl wanted to go. You know, you Indian guys out there, I feel sorry for you. Indian, Pakistani, your woman, they will always be opposite of you. You know, if you tell them, hey, let's go here, they're gonna tell you, hey, let's go somewhere else, you know. And eventually the guy caved in and went to where his Indian girl wanted him to go. So you guys out there, you really can't win. Either you're gonna get a girl where the relationship is gonna fizzle out after, you know, a couple of weeks, or you're gonna get a girl who's gonna like be your worst enemy in every way possible. Literally, she'll be your walking shaitan. She'll be your walking Satan, you know, always being your adversary. That's what the word shaitan in Arabic means. Shaitan in Arabic and Hebrew means adversary. And today, guys, your worst shaitan is the woman that you are with. This is why you guys need to understand, man. MGTOW is the only solution for you. And again, MGTOW doesn't mean that you walk away from women. It simply means that you gotta go away from a toxic society, man. Like all the women I fuck with, they're all out of America, man. You know, where they don't have these gynocentric laws and all that bullshit. But women are the same. No matter where you guys go, I want you guys to understand. No matter where you go in the world, all women are the same, okay? The only difference between women here in America and women in, say, Latin America is that women here in America, they have welfare, they got big daddy government on their side, okay? But at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, social media and the smartphone has changed women and men for the worst. You got these guys like AMS, Austin Hallman, who are sexually unattractive to women. So what they do is they go on social media, they lie to other men about how alpha they are, and then you guys give them money thinking that they're gonna take you to the promised land, but in reality they're taking your money so they can go out and buy women. You know, AMS, when AMS says, oh, I slept with 500 women, he's lying. When Austin Hallman tells you, when Austin Hallman, some like 20-year-old kid, tells you I was making $100,000 a year as a barber, he's lying. They're just telling you guys that so you guys think you can actually support them. And again, they'll lead you to the promised land. but they're just using you to make money so they can go out and actually buy women and I don't want to say raise their SMV. They're not raising their SMV because they're still ugly, but the money that they get will allow them to access women that they normally can't. And this is one of the things I want you guys out there to understand, man. There is no worse feeling in the world than having a woman who's with you because of money. I know people like Tom Likas say money is a great equalizer. Guys, I'm telling you, somebody who's married to a woman who was in it purely for money, there is no worse feeling than being with a woman purely for money. When she wants your money, that is, of course. So once you understand that today things are so immoral, so fucked up, everything will make sense to you, is that social media and the cell phone has given women options that they never ever had throughout human history. You guys need to understand something. Never in mankind history have women had this type of access to men. Never had they had these types of opportunity, you know. A woman can get, you know, TFM was talking about this on his live stream. Not only are women being given scholarships, but teachers are giving them degrees simply for being a woman. So the amount of opportunities, the amount of options that the modern woman has today, they never had that in human history. We really are in uncharted waters when it comes to women, you know? This is why I'm telling you guys, I'm experimenting myself. I don't have the solution to how you can take care of women. You know, Islam actually says, you know, the real solution to this, guys, from an Islamic perspective, is that you physically tie a woman down so she doesn't go out and join Satan. That's actually the only and, quite frankly, the best solution you have, is to physically tie a woman down. Now, I don't know about you guys out there, but I don't plan on tying no bitch down. So what do you do, guys? You know, that's a question we have to ask ourselves. What do we do in this current time frame that we are in? And the only thing I can come up with, other than tying a bitch down, which the vast majority of us are not going to do anyway, is that just have fun. Just be a good-looking dude. Walk around town in Latin America, in Asia. Find some girl who's interested in you like that. Take her home. Have fun with her. And then just keep it moving, like Red Pill Marriage says. Just keep it moving. This is what you guys need to understand. You cannot get emotionally attached to women anymore, okay? You guys need to understand, every woman is gonna try to suck you in with sex. She's gonna start the relationship sucking you in with sex, and then eventually she's gonna turn off the sex spigot, and then she's gonna start demanding shit from you. And if you don't give it to her, guess what? Another dude will give it to her. Again, it's like a theme park, like TFM said. Once you got on the ride and the ride is over, there's another dude waiting to do the same ride over again. And guess what? There's another 100 dudes behind him. So if you don't end up giving the bitch what she wants, hey man, she has 1,000 other dudes behind her who will give her what she wants, okay? So there really is nothing special about you. There's nothing special about me. This is why I tell you guys out there, focus on your looks, okay? Money will allow you to travel, okay? The good thing about having money is that it will allow you to travel, okay? But looks are the most important things, okay? Anybody who tells you, oh yeah, looks really don't matter, they're lying to you, okay? Once you have the looks, you can go overseas, you know, maybe you can go to Colombia, Mexico for a week. You know, go to a nice little pub, you know, get your Heineken Zero, which is non-alcoholic, which is what I do. Some girl is gonna look at you with fantasy eyes. Hey, baby mama, what's up? You know, maybe she'll come back home with you. If she does, have fun with her. And hey, man, keep it moving. But at the end of the day, guys, it's very imperative for you guys out there to understand that, in short of God deciding to do something catastrophic, which eventually he'll do, we're not gonna go back to the days of your mother or grandmothers, okay, guys? We are in a new world order, and that new world order is very, very simple, okay? That new world order, guys, is have fun and then keep it moving, okay? Just like women have a constant supply of dudes willing to get on top of her, you must also have a constant supply of women to get on top of. You guys need to understand, if you are hot, especially if you're over 6 feet, which is what I am, listen, girls will sleep with you just because you're over 6 feet, okay? And again, you have to be good looking. You just can't be, you know, 500 pound overweight, fugly looking face and say, oh yeah, well, I'm 6 feet. It don't work like that. So as long as you're good looking, guys, that's number one. Number two, you have money to travel to Latin America or Southeast Asia, you're good, baby, you're good. So at the end of the day, guys, I want everybody watching this video to understand, just like you know for a fact that that theme park over there, just like you guys know for a fact, you're waiting in line, you're gonna enjoy the ride, it's only gonna be a minute or two, and that's it. Let somebody else enjoy the ride while you go somewhere else, go to another ride maybe. This is how it is with women. Wait your turn, get on the ride. Once it's over, let some other dude enjoy his turn while you go to another ride. That's really the point of this video. All right, guys, I'll see you later. Peace.